The GOP will retake control of the U.S. Senate in January. Eleanor Smeal of the Feminist Majority Foundation embarked on a multi-state tour shortly after last Tuesday's election and has been speaking to women's rights groups about what she sees as Republican threats to abortion rights. Smeal predicts that when there's an opening on the Supreme Court, President Bush will nominate someone who would try to tip the balance against Roe v. Wade. She hopes most Democrats and moderate Republicans would try to block such a nominee through a filibuster or some other means. Smeal says the positions of Russ Feingold and Herb Kohl on the Senate Judiciary Committee will make Wisconsin a key state.
You're the only state that has two members on the judiciary, and it's very important that women and men in this state make sure that their viewpoints are heard when the judiciary is debating a Supreme Court nominee.
Smeal also contends that in many cases the Supreme Court could restrict access to family planning if a new decision against Roe v. Wade returns to states the power over birth control availability. Peggy Hamill of the anti-abortion group Pro-Life Wisconsin admits she wants a new justice who would help overturn Roe v. Wade. Hamill says a new justice could still be objective if he or she wants to equally protect all persons.
We know that personhood begins at fertilization, so knowing that, we believe that any justice that would recognize that would be a fair justice.
The abortion law generally protects fetuses that are viable outside the womb. Hamill hopes Senators Feingold and Kohl do not try to block any new Supreme Court nominee. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.